This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Susan McManus, political science professor at the University of South Florida in Tampa. Welcome back to Day to Day.
Nice to be here.
Susan, the last time we spoke, I think it's 3 weeks ago, Senator McCain was up in Florida by 6 points. This is important because all the experts say the election this year is Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida, your state, where things have changed. What's happened?
The meltdown on Wall Street greatly affected the voters of our state. You have a lot of retirees who are on fixed incomes. You've got a lot of people who are middle income. The economic crisis of the day really caused voters in Florida to take another look at Obama. That plus a very aggressive registration drive on the part of the Obama campaign, which has a lot more headquarters and is extremely better organized in Florida in 2008 than in 2004. Just goes to show what money can do in terms of getting out the vote.
So when I look at the state polls today at Real Clear Politics, I see Senator Obama up by about 3 points there in Florida. Senator McCain's campaign has countered with his running mate, Sarah Palin, speaking in Florida. How is she doing there?
She's doing extremely well. She is drawing record crowds. She's really the energy. She's keeping the McCain-Palin ticket alive in Florida, frankly. Everywhere she goes, the venues have to turn people away. The record number of people she drew a few weeks ago was 60,000. You have a lot of people here who think of her as the anti-Washington candidate, and they like that. I mean, people are very angry at Washington right now.
There's news today that Senator Obama is sending two of his very top campaign staffers into Florida, two of the people who have really engineered what he's managed to do in the last year and a half. Is that a good sign or a bad sign for Senator Obama?
It's a good sign that he has a lot of money and how important Florida is. And another sign is that they feel they can pick up anywhere from 1 to 6 congressional seats. So it's not just about the presidential race at this point.
The last time we talked, you mentioned that you were talking to your students a lot about this campaign, but you said that they were divided. I wonder if you see any trends among them in these last 3 weeks that would lead you anywhere.
I absolutely have seen them move more towards Obama. And in a single word, the reason that the students have moved more towards Obama is jobs. These students are very fearful that when they graduate from college, there's not going to be a job there for them. And many of them have taken out a lot of loans, so they're terribly worried about their economic future. And that has made them take another look at Obama.
It is less than a month to the election. Still, there's time. You know, polls change around. What would you tell Senator McCain today?
Visit Florida a lot, and it's best when he sends Sarah Palin here and comes with her himself. The two in tandem bolster the ticket at large. In the 2000 election, Tampa, Florida was the last place that Al Gore visited. And in 2004, the Sunday before the election, both Kerry and Bush were in Tampa, Florida. So he needs to come here. He needs to go along the I-4 corridor, but he's got to better connect on the issue of the economy.
Susan McManus, political science professor at the University of South Florida in Tampa. Susan, thank you again.
My pleasure.